The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 20th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text Number 21. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bara parang patakarita jushtam.
Bara parang patakarita jushtam.
Apyuttaman gamna numen mukundam.
Apyuttaman gamna numen mukundam.
Shavaukara no kurute sapariyang.
Shavaukara no kurute sapariyang.
Hare lasat kanchana kankanauva.
Hare lasat kanchana kankanauva.
Translation. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man, if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead. Purport. As stated herein before, there are three kinds of devotees. The first class devotee does not at all see anyone who is not in the service of the Lord. But the second class devotee makes distinctions between devotees and non-devotees. The second class devotees are therefore meant for preaching work. And as referred to in the above verse, they must loudly preach the glories of the Lord. The second class devotee accepts disciples from the section of the third class devotees or non-devotees. Sometimes the first class devotee also comes down to the category of the second class devotee for preaching work. But the common man who is expected to become at least a third class devotee is advised herein to visit the temple of the Lord and bow down before the deity, even though he may be a very rich man or even a king with a silk turban or a crown. The Lord is the Lord of everyone, including the great kings and emperors. And men who are rich in the estimation of mundane people must therefore make it a point to visit the temple of Lord Sri Krishna and regularly bow down before the deity. The Lord in the temple is in the worshipable form is never to be considered to be made of stone or wood. For the Lord, in his Archa incarnation, as the deity in the temple, shows immense favor to the fallen souls by his auspicious presence. By the hearing process, as mentioned herein before, this realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. As such, the first process in the routine work of devotional service, hearing, is the essential point. Hearing by all classes of devotees from the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is essential. The common man who is puffed up with his material position and does not bow down before the deity of the Lord in the temple, or who defies deity worship without any knowledge of the science, must know that his so-called turban or crown will only succeed in further drowning him in the water of the ocean of material enjoyment. Material existence, actually, is the word. In the water of the ocean of material existence. A drowning man with a heavy weight on his head is sure to go down more swiftly than those who have no heavy weight. A foolish, puffed-up man defies the science of God and says that God has no meaning for him. But when he is in the grip of God's law and is caught by some disease like cerebral thrombosis, that godless man sinks into the ocean of nescience by the weight of his material acquisition. Advancement of material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of human society. And so one must take heed of this great warning. The common man, if he has no time to worship the Lord, may at least engage his hands for a few seconds in washing or sweeping the Lord's temple. Maharaj Prataparudra, the greatly powerful king of Orissa, was always very busy with heavy state responsibilities. Yet he made it a point to sweep the temple of Lord Jagannath Puri once a year during the festival of the Lord. The idea is that however important a man one may be, he must accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. This God consciousness will help a man even in his material prosperity. Maharaj Prataparudra's subordination before Lord Jagannath made him a powerful king, so much so that even the great Pottan in his time could not enter into Orissa on account of the powerful Maharaj Prataparudra. And at last Maharaj Prataparudra was graced by Lord Chaitanya on the very grounds of his acceptance of subordination to the Lord of the universe. So even though a rich man's wife has glittering bangles made of gold on her hands, she must engage herself in rendering service to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti.
Горната част на тялото, дори да е украсена с купринен тюрбан, тя е само един тежък твар, ако не се поклоня пред Бога, който може да дари освобождение, мукти.
Just consider this practical example.
Просто помислете върху този практичен пример.
There's a king with a heavy crown on his head.
Един цар, който има тежка корона на главата си.
And he falls into the river.
И той пада в една река.
By the weight of that crown, he will be dragged to the bottom of the river and drown.
И по тежестта на тази корона той ще бъде завлечен на дъното на реката. И ще се удари.
So this is we all are wearing a crown.
Всички ние носим една корона.
Do you know what is that crown?
Знаете ли каква е тази корона?
Pride.
Гордостта.
Yeah. We're all wearing the crown of pride. Yes, I am great.
Всички ние носим короната на гордостта. Да, аз съм велик.
I am the center of the universe.
Аз съм центъра на вселената.
Everything revolves around me.
Всичко се върти около мен.
If something satisfies me, it's good.
Ако нещо ме удовлетворява, то е добро.
If it doesn't satisfy me, then it's bad.
Ако не ме удовлетворява, то е лошо.
That's what everyone's thinking.
Това е което всеки си мисли.
Everyone thinks that they are the center of the universe.
Всички си мислят, че те са центъра на вселената.
That's material consciousness.
Това е материалното съзнание.
And even when we join the Hare Krishna movement, we still carry that false pride with us. We still think that we're the center of the movement. So we have to, you know, get over this problem. By humbling ourselves before the deities, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas. Not just on the lips, but by practical service mood. This is not very easy because we're very proud. It is stated, pride cometh before the fall. So it's pride that brought us into this material existence to begin with. It's pride that's keeping us in the rotation of birth and death. Going through so many species of life. Vishnu Purana says there are 8,400,000 species. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavala Lakshavingshati Kirmaya Rudra Sankhyaka Pakshinam Dakshalakshanam Trinksha Lakshani Pashavaha Chatur Lakshani Manashaha. In this way, there are 8,400,000 species. Jala Ja, Jala is water. Jala Ja is birth. Ja is birth. So Jala Ja means those that are born in the water. Those are the aquatics. Nava is 9. And Lakshani, that's lax. So there are 900,000 species in the water. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Lakshavinkshati. Stavara means stationed in one place. That star word is very common. Rajasthan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the stan word, you see, sta. In India, you see, you have different stans, Rajasthan. So many stans. This is from Sanskrit, the stan word. It means sitting and staying and stationary in one place. So, what are the types of living entities that are stationary? The trees and plants. Huh? Mountains. Yes, they are also stationary. Sometimes they move, like Govardhan. They move sometimes. Yes. So, this pride is keeping us on the grand tour of the 8,400,000 species. It's not actually a very good tour package. Because every single form that you have to take has to go through four varieties of miserable conditions. Birth, death, old age and disease. So the tour agency which gives this tour of 8,400,000 species We recommend you don't do business with that tour agency.
И тази пътническа агенция, която ви дава билета за да минавате през тази обиколка.
We recommend you go across the street to the other tour agency.
Ние ви предлагаме да нямате бизнес с нея, а да прекусите през улицата при другата пътническа
агенция. They have a better tour.
Които предлагат по-добри.
Back to home, back to Godhead.
По-добро пътуване обратно вкъщи при Бога.
This one tour agency, they don't sell back to home, back to Godhead. It's Maya Devi's tour agency, you see. Maya Devi has so many big, big posters advertising, oh, it's so wonderful, you know. Come to wonderful Sofia. You can ski in the mountains. You can drink the water from the spring. You can eat in the wonderful restaurants. Come to wonderful Sofia. So in this way, Maya's tour agency, she has so many, offers so many varieties of vacation packages. $8,400,000 different types of tour packages. But it's a rotten travel agency. Although they have very slick advertising. The bottom line is you get ripped off. Cheated. But you come across the street to the Radha Govinda travel agency. They sell only one tour package. But it's so sweet and it's so wonderful. Pure devotional service. Back to home, back to Godhead. Why some suffer a temporary life of ignorance and illusion? When you can relish an eternal existence full of knowledge and bliss. But unfortunately, the vast majority of the population, 99.99999%, they have fallen for the false propaganda of the Maya Devi travel agency. And they are working hard for their tour package that goes nowhere except into the lower kingdoms. Therefore, the devotees of Allure, they are very much desiring to enlighten the people in general. To give them the opportunity to come across the street and get the only really worthwhile tour package that exists. Haituki Bhakti.
Който се нарича Haituki Bhakti.
It's also described here that the glittering bangles are like the bangles of a dead man if they don't engage in the service of the personality of Godhead.
Тук също се описва, че блестящите гривни са като гривните на тялото на мъртвец, ако не се ангажират ръцете, не са ангажирани в служене на Бога.
In India, so many ladies, they wear the golden bangles. And everyone thinks, oh, they're very beautiful, their bangles. But such ladies, if they don't use their hands to serve Krishna,
Krishna,
They are just like dead bodies lying on the funeral pyre in the crematorium. There's a very nice example given here by Srila Prabhupada. A very nice point. I'd like these points very much because they're very relevant now for our present situation in ISKCON.
Аз харесвам тези моменти, които Шива Прабхупад набляга, защото те са много уместни за настоящото положение в ИСКОН.
In the early days, all of the devotees lived in the temple as brahmachari, brahmacharini, and they were full-time engaged in temple all the activities of the temple.
В ранните дни на ИСКОН всички живееха в храма като брамачари и брамачарини и бяха изцяло ангажирани в дейности, свързани с храма.
They were renouncing all forms of material prosperity and simply trying to worship Krishna and live in a simple, humble way.
Те се отказваха от всякакви видове материален просперитет и просто служиха на Кришна по един прост и смирен начин.
But as Prabhupada predicted, Prabhupada could see the future. As Prabhupada predicted, now we have many, many devotees. In fact, the majority of devotees, they live outside. They have their jobs, their businesses, their homes.
Както Прабхупад предсказал, той може да види бъдещето, че сега в бъдеще ще има повечето преноданни ще живеят извън храма и ще има.
And in order to keep up the family life, they have to have some degree of material prosperity.
И за да поддържат своя материален живот, семейен живот, те ще трябва да имат някаква степен на материално благополучие.
So here Prabhupada is directly stating that a man who accepts the supremacy of the Supreme Lord.
И тук Шрила Прабхупада директно твърди, че човек, който приема върховенството на Бога,
this acceptance of Krishna as the Supreme will actually help him to become materially prosperous.
Самото това приемане, че Кришна е върховния, ще помогне на такъв човек да напредне дори материално.
That's not the reason we should engage in Krishna consciousness.
Това не е истинската причина, заради която трябва да се ангажираме в служене в Кришна съзнание.
But that is a natural spin-off or byproduct of seriously taking up Krishna consciousness.
Но това е естествен такъв вторичен ефект от сериозното приемане на Кришна съзнание.
Maharaj Pratap Ruja, at that time the Muslims were ruling practically all of India.
По времето на Махараджа Пратапарудра мюсюлманите на практика управлявали цяла Индия.
And the Muslims are very ferocious fighters and very aggressive to expand their kingdoms more and more.
Мюсюлманите са много такива воинствени и те са агресивни и искат да експандират своето царство.
But they couldn't touch Orissa.
Но те не могли да докоснат щата Ориса.
Maharaj Prataparudra was very, very powerful king.
Защото Махараджа Пратапаруджа бил много могъщ цар.
The Muslims could not take over Jagannath Puri.
И по тази причина мюсюлманите не могли да навлезат в Jagannath Puri.
Because Maharaj Prataparudra's devotion for Jagannath was very strong devotion. This made him a very, very powerful king. So this is Krishna consciousness process is a simply wonderful process. You can be happy in this life. You can be successful in this life in all ways, material and spiritual. If you take up the mood of pure devotional service, then you will have all success, all happiness in this world, and you will go back to home, back to Godhead at the end.
И ще се върнете вкъщи обратно при Бога накрая.
But if we don't take up Krishna consciousness,
но ако не приемем Кришна съзнание,
we can struggle to be happy.
Можем да се.
We can struggle to be prosperous and successful.
Можем да се борим за щастие и просперитет.
Sometimes we will get it. Sometimes we will lose it. Material success, happiness, and prosperity is chanchala or flickering for someone who is not a devotee. Sometimes here, sometimes there. But for one who is Krishna conscious, their position is solid. So therefore, if we have any good brain, we will seriously cultivate pure devotional service. We will give up the turban-like false pride. And we will engage ourselves 24 hours a day in serving Krishna. By all of our activities. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes?
Srimad Bhagavatam opens with the verse which says that the religious process which is described in Bhagavatam is completely different from the mundane religion.
Yes. Dharmak prachita kaita vautra paramona mitsanam nirmatsalanam sutam.
Yes, and so we are getting some, actually the benefit that we are getting from following Bhagavatam is spiritual. And he says, but sometimes the neophyte devotees, they cannot distinguish between the spiritual benefit and the material benefit. So so what should be our attitude towards this benefit?
Yes, one has to, sometimes a neophyte can't distinguish between spiritual and material benefit. And that's why one has to be well read, well versed in the Vedic wisdom.
Тъй като начинащия не може да разграничи между духовното и материалното благо, той трябва да е много добре обучен и добре да е начетен в ведическата мъдрост.
One has to see through the eyes of the scripture.
Той трябва да се научи да вижда през очите на писанията.
One has to understand that every material success I may have, it is temporary.
Той трябва да разбира, че всеки един материален успех, който имам, това е временно.
So whether I have it or whether I don't have it really doesn't matter. I have to take it as Krishna's mercy either way. Actually, Krishna is very kind on one who takes up this pathway of bhakti. If material prosperity will cloud his intelligence, he'll take everything away from him. Just like the an example that all the young boys and girls who came to the movement back in the 60s and 70s in the U.S. They were all from wealthy families, middle class and upper class families in the U.S. But Krishna had made an arrangement to take away all of their opulence. They were all the hippies. They just gave up all the material opulence and were living on the streets, many of them.
Krishna направил така, че да им отнеме цялото богатство и по някакъв начин те решили да станат хипита и да изоставят всичко това и да живеят на улицата.
They given up all opulence, said, we want nothing to do with this opulence. And then in that state of being, of giving up material prosperity, they can easily take to Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not all were living on this, but some of them were literally living on the streets as a renunciation. Are living very, very simply with no furniture, you know, very, very simple conditions of life. So that position of Krishna will do that. He will take away, if material prosperity is an impediment for one's progress, he will take that away. He'll put one in a state of poverty. Those boys and girls who actually voluntarily embraced poverty with joy, they felt liberated by it.
Тези момичета и момчета доброволно приели това бедно положение, защото се чувствали така освободени.
Because they had the opportunity for the to become wealthy, being in America. But they said, no, we don't want this. We want something better than this material prosperity. We walk away from it.
Те имали възможност да станат богати и материално просперящи, но те се отказали от това за нещо по-добро. Те се отхвърлили.
Such boys and girls who had walked away from the material prosperity of their parents could easily move into a Hare Krishna temple.
И тези момчета и момичета, които се отказали от материалния просперитет,
they had already given up material prosperity. Now there was nothing else, there was nothing to be attached to except for a few bad habits they had. But Prabhupada gave them something better. He gave them kirtan and prasadam. To give up that illicit sex and drugs. He gave them the ultimate drug, Krishna consciousness. And the ultimate pleasure, prasadam. So, the position is that material prosperity, if it will help one to advance in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will give it to the devotee. Someone may think, well, I would like for it to help me advance in Krishna consciousness. So I can get it. Some of them may think that way. The real thing is you have to be sincere about becoming a pure devotee. That's the real thing. You can't fool Krishna. I'll make a show of being sincere so he'll give me material prosperity. Krishna is the supreme cheater. Nobody can pull the wool over his eyes. One simply has to be very, very sincere to be a pure devotee, that's all. Whatever facility Krishna has given you now to serve him, you must serve him in a first-class way. Strictly follow the rules and regulations. Chant the prescribed number of rounds. Work as a loyal, dutiful member of the ISKCON family. If one has this sincere, humble mood and utilizes all resources available to you in Krishna's service, then he will give you more and more and more and more resources to use for him. Krishna wants that his devotees should manage the whole world. That the whole world should be managed by devotees.
целият свят трябва да се управлява от предано дадене.
That's a lot of opulence.
Това е доста така богатство, може да се
каже. So we have to qualify ourselves to for such responsible activity.
Така че ние трябва да се квалифицираме за тази отговорна дейност.
We have to be free from the tendency to enjoy women or the you know opposite sex. Lust, we have to be free from that lusty tendency.
Ние трябва да се откажем от склонността да се наслаждаваме на противоположния пол.
We have to be free from greed.
Трябва да се освободим от
алчност. We have to be free from the desire for power and prestige.
Трябва да сме освободени от желанието за власт и престиж.
We have to be sincere servants of Guru and Krishna.
Ние трябва да бъдем искрени слуги на Гуру и Кришна.
And if that's a fact, then Krishna will give us unlimited material prosperity to engage in his service.
И ако това е факт, Кришна ще ни даде безгранично богатство да ангажираме в него служене.
He will give us millions and billions of dollars to manage on his behalf.
Той ще ни даде милиони и милиарди долари, които да управляваме от негово име.
But we have to be qualified for them. We have to become pure. Next question. Yeah.
Even if we face some difficulties and sufferings like physical or mental, is it that this is sent by Krishna to us for our better
purification? This is answered in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tateinu kampamsu samikshamano. Bunjana I Vatma Kritang Vipakam Tadvagvapo Vapur Vir Vidadang Namaste Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. Those devotees who are always expecting that your causeless mercy will be bestowed upon them.
Тези преданодани, които винаги очакват твоята безпричинна милост да се излее върху тях.
Who agree to go on suffering the resultant reactions of their past misdeeds.
Които приемат смирено да понасят резултатите от предишните им.
Constantly offering their respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna from within the innermost core of their hearts.
Постоянно отдават своите смирени почитания на Бог Кришна от дълбините на сърцето си.
Are certainly eligible candidates for liberation.
Са със сигурност достойни кандидати за освобождение.
Indeed, it has become their rightful claim.
Всъщност това е станало тяхно изконно право.
So a devotee's mood is one of uninterrupted constant gratitude for the Lord. Whatever comes to him, pleasant or unpleasant, he is grateful and thankful to the Lord for giving it to him. Whether he is being praised, whether he is being criticized, whether he is healthy, whether he's sick, whatever is coming to him, he sees it all as the special blessing of Krishna. And he is constantly thanking Krishna and surrendering his mind more and more to Krishna. Such a person already has the ticket back to home, back to Godhead, confirmed in his hand. He has his reserved seat on the airplane back to home, back to
Godhead.
So one should never say, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? You think Krishna doesn't know what he's doing?
Нима мислите, че Кришна не знае какво прави?
He's making some mistake.
Че прави някаква грешка.
He doesn't realize how good you are.
Той не разбира колко си добра си ти.
No, Krishna knows everything.
Кришна знае всичко.
And he's arranged everything perfectly for you, just so that you can come back to him. The problem is we don't recognize the mercy of Krishna. We think there's something wrong with Krishna. He doesn't understand us properly. He's not giving us a fair deal. No, we just don't understand his karma. Any other questions? Did that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions from the assembled Vaishnavas? Yes.
How can we overcome pride?
Yes, the question is how to overcome pride. This is a very, very important question. Actually, this is why it is recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami. That you should approach the bona fide spiritual master and you should take shelter of him. That actually is required. By becoming disciple of Guru, that will enable one to overcome pride. I remember when I was first living in the temple in Austin. I came here as a visitor, not to join. And I was thinking, yes, I will be a devotee of
Krishna.
But there was still that element of pride there. The devotees kept saying, they said, you have to become a disciple of
Prabhupada.
I was thinking, no. That means I had to give up my independence and just do what I'm told, you know, at every minute. Like a soldier in the military. I wasn't ready for them. Especially brahmachari life means like that. So, but they, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna, I was thinking. But then the devotee showed me, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadekshanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshina. Krishna clearly says you have to approach Guru and surrender yourself. The devotee said, if you want to be a devotee of Krishna, then you have to take initiation. Otherwise, you're disobeying the order of Krishna. And I knew they were right. But I still didn't want to do it. That's called pride. But then, by doing devotional service, I realized that this pride was a foolish thing to hold on to. It's just like the crown on the king. If you fall in the river, give up the crown. See? Just like they have a rule on the airplane. Whenever you get on the airplane, they have all these emergency, they teach you the emergency procedures, you know.
когато се качите на самолета, те почват да ви демонстрират различни.
If there's an emergency landing, then you have to go to the nearest exit. Emergency exit.
В спешни ситуации, например, показва ви къде е изхода.
They said, don't take your luggage, don't try to take your carry-on luggage, just get out the door as fast as possible. But do you think, no, I got to get my carry-on luggage also, you see? Then the plane will blow up before you get out. You won't have time to get out safely. So our false pride is that carry-on luggage, you see. We're in an emergency situation right now. Therefore, we must dart for that exit door as fast as possible. Not thinking, well, I have to take this along with me. We should just humble ourselves at the lotus feet of the spiritual master as soon as possible. And what does that mean? That means accepting his orders as your life, and so whatever instruction he gives you, you must obey it. That's humble. That's free from pride. You must become obedient to spirits, to superior authorities. That's the way to become humble. If you maintain a spirit of independence, I'm not going to take any instructions from anyone. I will just develop humility on my own. Then you will think, oh, I am so humble. Just like that devotee who wrote Prabhupada the letter, he said, Srila Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. You are simply insignificant. So if you want to give up pride, then whatever orders you receive from the bona fide spiritual master, you must faithfully carry them out. Not begrudgingly, you know that word, begrudgingly?
Yeah.
But with love in your heart. That's how you become humble. So our time has run out. We're getting ready this morning to go to Macedonia. And we will come back, and I'll be here for a lecture on Thursday night. And then on Friday morning, we'll be heading out again for Romania. And then we will be back for lecture on Monday night. So, while we are gone, keep the programs going very nicely. The spiritual master is not simply his body, he is also his instructions. So keep the things going on very, very nicely, whether the spiritual master is physically present or he's physically not present. One should keep the same enthusiasm and enlivened atmosphere in the temple. The order has been given. Humility means to obey the order of love. Pride means, who does he think he is to tell me anything? So we'll stop here. Chantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.